Topic for today on Prophetic Flow today is this: how can God help me get money? How can God help me get money? I need money. And the question I'm asking you and everybody is, how can God help me get money? Glory be to God. Going forward, what do I do? I want to know if God can help me to get money. Let us look at the first key as to whether God can help us to get money. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, God can help you to get money by what means? By divine guidance in your career choices. By divine guidance in your career choices. The choice of education that you embrace, God can get you and guide you and direct you and lead you so that you pick the right career, the right job, the right business, and go into it. This way, you'll be able to offer your service and what? Be able to get the money. Let's look at Bible verse in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own what? Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge, submit to Him. And what will He do? He'll guide you in your ways. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So can God help me to get money? Yes. How? Like I said, God by His divine guidance will guide you and direct you and lead you to come into order. Glory be to God. Most of the time, when you're going forward, you ask questions like, how am I going to get money so that I can meet this commitment? How am I going to get money so I can meet this challenge? How am I going to get money so I can buy this clothes or this shirt or this shoe or clothes? And you ask these kind of questions always and all the time. And whilst you're asking this kind of question, you sometimes get hit. Can God help me to get money? And these questions beat everybody. I need money. How am I going to get money? See that? I need money. How am I going to get money? Where do I go to go and get money? Who do I speak to get money? Who do I go and talk to get money? Or what must I do to bring money in? So when you want money, you want to be sure that you are connecting yourself to the ultimate source. Money will come to you, but it will come to you by guidance, divine guidance, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by God Himself guiding you with wisdom. Yes. Yes, thank you so much, each and every one of you. I glorify God. I recognize you that you are here today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to bless you, but He's going to guide you by His leadership, by His guidance, by His direction, holding your hand, giving you wisdom, giving you insight, giving you knowledge, giving you ability. Oh, man. So as you begin to go forth, I want you to understand God will guide you to get money. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name and we praise you. We honor you and adore you. We want to magnify you for your divine guidance on our mind, in our spirit, to be able to go forward. The one that need a divine guidance on the career path, you are guiding him or her. The one that need to choose the right course to go and get himself or herself in, you are guiding us. So we bless your name. Somebody say amen. We bless your name and we give you praise. I want to say thank you, Lord, for each and every one that is here. Please do your best to share. Please do your best to share in the name of Jesus. Amen. Invite a friend. Tell him or her we are talking about money. And as a Christian, as a child of God, you still need money. You cannot pretend you don't. Jesus need money to be able to buy food for the 5,000 people. Yes? Jesus still had a treasurer. Judas, unfortunately, was the treasurer. Judas has a big box. And he was what? Carrying the box. And inside the box was money. So you still need money to be able to go forward in your Christian walk, You can pray all you want to pray. You can fast all you want to fast. You can read the Bible all you want to read the Bible. You can meditate on the Word of God all you want to, but you still need to go and get money. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So divine guidance on your career is the key. Glory be to God. Let us move on to the next level and see what God has in store for us. Hallelujah. God will open doors for employment for you. God will do what? He will open doors. He will open doors for you for employment. What does it mean? There's a job in the market and you don't know where and how you're going to get a job. By divine direction, God will open the floodgate and open the door and show you where you must go. So if you are here today and you need a job, you need a business to do, I'm here to stand with you for us to take James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change, who does not change, who does not change nor shift in his ways of doing things. God is causing you to come into divine employment for doors to be opened for you in the name of Christ Jesus. So if you need a job or you want to create a business, then get yourself ready. I'm going to pray for open door blessing, for open door blessing to come over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we bless your name and we give you praise. Father, we magnify you and adore you. Father, we exalt you, Lord, and honor you. Father, we glorify you and praise you, for you are the one that is guiding me to go and get a job, get a business to do. If you are here and you need a business, say amen. I need two people. If you are here and you want job promotion, say amen. If you are here and you want a business, say amen. Don't sit down and say, I'm praying. When you pray, you still have to go and get a job. And what I'm sharing with you is what God is going to open the door and show you where the jobs are. So let us pray one more time. Father God, everybody that is here today, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking Holy Spirit that your glory and power will lead him or her and guide him and bring him into divine alignment with the market. We're praying for the market to be open, for employment to be open, for new companies to come our way and invite us as we send out the resume. Father, we pray on the resumes that are going to go out for that person that's going to need a job, that person that needs the business to be done. I'm lifting them up in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I need two people to say amen right now. If you are eating, stop eating and say amen right now in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, we glorify your name. Lord, the person that need a new job, the person that need a new business, I'm asking for supernatural wisdom to flow into this person's life in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit for you to bring the nuggets, the deep nuggets that will allow him or her to be able to get an opportunity to come into order for him or her to get a job in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless your name, O God, and we give you praise and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God wants to bless you on the job front, on the business front. So if you are here today and you want to do business, connect with me. Connect with me. Send me a message and let's talk together. My strength is helping you to stand there and build business bases. I've done business all my life. I run a company all my life. And since the age of maturity, I've been doing this right now. So this is my territory. And I want to encourage you, if you want to do a business, connect with me on the prophetic business. I will show you what to do and I'll guide you by the leadership of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us move on to the next level of how God can guide you to get money into your hands. God can guide you with financial wisdom and management. Let me repeat again, financial wisdom and management, financial wisdom and management. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20. Glory be to God. Keep on looking on the screen. Financial wisdom and management in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wise store up choice food and olive what? Oil. By fools gullop their own down. Wise people store up food. They cause investment. Wise people don't waste money. Wise smart people don't waste money. They don't keep buying and buying and buying and buying and buying. They wait, they store, they invest. They spend time in investment project, investment business. They go into business so they can invest. They can put some money down. They put some money down for savings. You cannot spend all your money and think that you're going to be blessed. No. God has a way of releasing money to you by giving you financial wisdom. And when God gives you financial wisdom, it doesn't mean you should waste the money. Don't take that credit card and empty it on the Louis Vuitton. No. Somebody give me a shout. Somebody give me a shout if what I'm saying is getting home. If you are here today and you're spending all your money on expensive ladies' bag and expensive men's shoe, stop it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stop it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stop it now and begin to invest. Stop it now and begin to save some money. Stop it now and begin to put some money away and say, Father God, I'm putting this money away. Bless it. Give me financial wisdom to know what to do. And as the Lord is leading you, you will be able to do it. Let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor and adoration. You alone is worthy to be praised. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted. May your name be hallowed. May your name be adored. May your name be lifted up. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. For you alone is worthy to be praised. May your name be glorified. May your name be magnified. May your name be exalted. May your name be hallowed. May your name be lifted up. Father, everyone that is here today that need extra financial blessings, listen to me. Stretch your hands towards me if you are here. I'm stretching my hands towards you. If you are here, also lift your hand up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, the person that is stretching hands on the screen towards me as I'm stretching my hands towards him or her, I'm praying for financial blessings over your life, over your life, over your ministry, over your business, over your job, in the name of Jesus. And where you lack money, we rebuke that spirit. We release the authority of the blood of Jesus over your finances. Father God, I place my hands toward this person's bank account in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, send your glory over this person's finances in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us move to the next level. Let us move to another way that God is more than able to release money into our hands. Blessings in business ventures. You see, if you go into business ventures, then God is willing to show you. God is willing to lead you. God is willing to direct you. God is willing to usher you in with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding, with ability. Business. Blessings in business ventures. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says this. But remember the Lord your God, for it is Him who gives you the ability to produce wealth and also confirm His covenant, which He has sworn unto your ancestors going back up to today. So remember the Lord your God. If you want to go into business, you must remember God. You must remember God. God is the one that is helping me. God is the one that is leading me. God is the one that is guiding me. How I'm going to get the money, the business I'm doing, how am I going to prosper the business? How would the business prosper? You could use the same Bible verse here also to apply to your job in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So let me pray one more time for everybody that is here today. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I place my hands over this screen right now that anyone and everyone that is here who is thinking of going into business, I place you before God and I'm asking God's glory and power to lead you and guide you and direct you, that you will come into divine alignment with God's power, with God's might, with God's authority, that every business idea that you have or want to have or desire to have, may God give you business idea. And if you don't know how to do business, connect with me. Connect with me. Go on my website and book an appointment with me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, and bless your name. We give you praise. We magnify you in the name of Jesus. Don't forget to visit chasguerra.com and connect with me there for all things business, all things prophetic, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift his countenance and his mercy over you, that as you begin to jump into the deep, blessings will come, supernatural blessings will come your way, and you will be able to move forward in your finances in the name of Jesus. So see, God can still get you money by giving you this knowledge, and as you tap into it, money will come to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move to the next level. Glory be to God. We are here studying, can God get me money? Yes, God can. And I'm showing you Bible-based. Now, divine favor in negotiations. Oh, man, I love this. God will give you divine favor in negotiations. The Bible says Solomon was the wisest man ever lived at that time. And he had skills, negotiating skills, abilities to know how to do what, to negotiate with people. Hey, if I give you this, you give me this. If I do this for you, you do this for me. I'm going to cut you this and you cut me this. That is negotiation. I'll give you so much and you give me this much. Glory be to God. Let's look at the Bible verse to go with divine favor in negotiations. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to be at peace with them. When the Lord takes pleasure in you, he will give you wisdom. He will cement and destroy every opposition in your life and cut them off in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray right now. Father God, I praise your name in Jesus' name, that everyone and all that are here today, the one that need money, the one that need divine insight to be able to make money, I pray, Lord, that your mighty hands will be upon him or her. And Lord, you will direct their path and show them the way they must go to be able to get the money in Jesus' mighty name. You are God, we give you praise. You are God, we give you glory. You are God, we magnify you. You are God, we honor you. You are God, we adore you. Let your glory go with us. Let your glory go with us. We ask you for divine insight, divine understanding to know how to be able to negotiate our way. I need a job. I'm going for a job interview. How do I negotiate with the company that give me so much instead of this little? The company say, we'll pay you $10. When you have divine wisdom from God's favor, then you can say, sir, for the job I'm about to do for you, I'm trusting that you will give me so much money and that you're going to give me this amount of money. So I pray for divine wisdom, divine negotiation skills on you, that you will be able to negotiate your way with your boss, with the company, with the goods you are selling and buying, so that people will buy it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Let us go to the next level. God is more than able to give us money. Creative ideas and innovations. Let me say it again. Creative ideas and innovations. Creative ideas and innovations. Glory be to God. Creative ideas. Sometimes you need insight to know how to negotiate your way. Sometimes you need insight, you need knowledge, you need deep abilities to know how to connect with people and how to offer a package for somebody to buy into it. So Exodus chapter 35 verse 31 says, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, with all kinds of skills. This is God. He has made the Lord fill you with all kinds of skills that you will be able to what? Know what to do and be able to buy and sell what you want to sell. And if you are here today and you want to go into business, make sure you go on my charlesguerra.com and you book an appointment with me for us to discuss it and talk about it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Let us pray one more time. Father God, anybody that is here that has a desire to go into business or to change job and they need your creative divine ideas, Lord, release it upon this person's life in the name of Jesus. Release upon this person's life in the name of Jesus. Release upon this person's life in the name of Jesus. And let him or her walk into her or his divine path in Jesus' mighty name. You see, all you need is one divine idea and you can be a millionaire in the name of Jesus. So I release the anointing of one idea from the Almighty God to go with you so that you will come into divine order and be able to amass the money that you need to be able to bless your family, bless your children's children, leave some money for your family, and also bless your church, your community, your neighborhood, that woman or man that is a widow, that foreigner in your neighborhood. So you are not desiring to have money for the sake of having money. No. You are desiring to have money so you will be a blessing unto others. If you are here and this is your desire, then join me in saying amen. If you are here, this is your desire to get money so that you could be a blessing to others, then say amen right now. I need two people to say amen right now. Let's see who's going to say amen right now. Father, the one that is going to say amen right now, I release your blessings to go with him or her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us go to the next level. Glory be to God. Yes, we bless the Lord and we give him praise. Protection from financial hardship. When you want to know God is going to give you money, then God will release his protection over your money, that your money will come into your hands and will not run out of you. Sometimes the Bible said there are devourers, there are demonic devourers whose job is to make sure money doesn't stay in your hands. Let me pray for somebody right now before we carry on. Father God, if anybody is here and they are never satisfied financially, every day they are struggling, they don't know how to get money, money seems not to come to them, they've done everything, money is not coming, they're going through financial hardship, I release Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. I pray the financial blessings will no longer be hardship for you. You're not going to sweat or struggle. Somebody say amen. You're not going to sweat or struggle. Somebody say amen. You're not going to sweat or struggle. Somebody say amen. Father, I place this person in your hands and I'm asking Holy Spirit, move by your power, move by your might over this person that need extra money. I release the anointing of fluidity over your finances in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking God to glorify his name by releasing money into your hands, by creative means, by negotiating skills, by employment knowledge, by career business and employment. If you are here today, give me one more like. Give me one more like. Somebody like the page right now. Let me see. If you like what I've just said now, show a sign that you are liking it. God bless you as you are liking it. May God bless you as you are liking it. May God pour his favor upon you that you will know that he is with you. I want to say God bless you, bless you, bless you. Father, I release your divine hand to bless this person that is here. That any curse on your finances, we break it in the name of Jesus. Any curse on your finances, we break it in the name of Jesus. Any curse on your finances, we break it in the name of Jesus. Any financial hardship spirit that is following you, that you're always struggling for money. Money is not coming to you. You're always, you are struggling for money in the name of Jesus. Father, I release this person to your hands. And I'm saying, Father, every spirit of financial struggle, money is never enough. Money is never enough. Money is never enough. I reject that spirit over your life in the name of Jesus. We break that spirit of financial struggle over your life in the name of Jesus. And if you are struggling financially, we break that curse. We destroy that curse. We nullify that curse. We cast it out by the power in the name of Jesus. The days of you struggling financially is over. Somebody say amen. The days of you struggling financially is over. Somebody say amen. And any financial curse over your life, what a canker worm has eaten, what a palmer worm has eaten against your finances, against the work of your hands, we curse it, we break it, we release the authority of the fire of God over you, and we set you in motion in the name of Jesus. Father, we release this authority over you and say, may the Lord direct your step. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord lead you. May the Lord open his hands over you in Jesus' name. Let us go to the next one. Glory be to God. Your generosity and provision from others. May the Lord release the anointing of provision. May the Lord release the anointing of provision and generosity. May the holy angels be assigned to your life and guide you to come into money in the name of Jesus. So I'm releasing the anointing of positioning over you, that wherever you are, may you come into contact with divine helpers who open the door and show you the financial doorway. Now Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over will be poured into your lap. For the measure that you put out there, it will measure back to you. So Lord, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, this hour, whoever is here today that need extra financial favor, Father, we release the holy angels on assignment to release financial blessings over this person's life, especially the one that is saying amen. The person that is in contact with me saying amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, we break that curse. We break that curse. And we release financial generosity. We release divine helpers to come into contact with you so the money will come to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit will bless you. 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 For this person here who is saying amen in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit for your divine holy angels on assignment to meet us, that divine holy angels to meet us, those heavy lifters to come into our life and show us the way we must go in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Let us move to the last one in the name of Jesus. Opportunities for skill development. God will give you the wisdom and opportunity. God will create the avenue for you to be able to tap in. To be able to tap in, to be able to tap in, to be able to tap in. So I'm asking God for divine opportunities for development, to increase, to multiply, to excel, to arrive at a higher ground in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and the Lord will establish your plans. Father, everybody that is here today, I commit them in your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit that your hands will go with them, your power will be with them, your anointing will be with them, and you will direct their steps and show them the way they must go. Divine opportunities. Father, let there be a divine opportunities over your children who are here today in the name of Jesus. We bless you, O God, and we give you praise. Somebody say amen. Let us roll, let us roll, let us roll. Glory be to God. Yes, miraculous provisions and supernatural blessings. I love this one. Miraculous provisions and supernatural blessings. Father, I'm asking you, Lord, that you will cause your supernatural financial miracles over our life and over this person's life in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release. Let there be an opportunity of financial blessings over this person's life in the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 30, I can do all things through Christ who gives me what? Strength. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord give you power and ability. May the Lord give you all the insight to be able to go forth and embrace your miracle. And embrace your miracle in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to wrap it up right now, and I'm going to ask God's power and might to go with you in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Once again, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the prophetic flow today. We bless the Lord. Start spreading the news. Don't hide. Don't keep it to yourself. Share the news going forward. Share the news going forward. And as you share the news, God himself is going to go with you. God is going to direct you. Call your friend. Tell him it is happening on prophetic flow, on Facebook, in our Instagram platform. Go and share it with other people. And as you do that, God is going to bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you. And thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. Watch. There's a miracle coming your way. We are marching forward. And we thank God. We are moving into the season of financial blessing. In Jesus' name, I love you. And I say thank you. God bless you. Be in expectation for a miracle. Bye for now.